Good afternoon, KSL News Time. 3 o'clock today is Wednesday, June 29th. This is Utah's Afternoon News. I'm Scott C.
And I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 95 degrees.
It does not look too bad on the freeways right now. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, Utah air quality monitors are seeing spikes of very bad air along the Wasatch Front. Fireworks and brush fires appear to bear the blunt of the blame.
The kind of pollution officials with the Department of Environmental Quality are seeing now is similar to the kind we normally see in winter, where fires ignite small particles into the air. However,
when you mix it with our high levels of ozone, which we see in the summer, it kind of creates a double whammy.
Department spokesperson Donna Kemp Spangler says the pollution comes and goes rather quickly. Levels are low in the morning, but they're much higher at 10 o'clock at night.
There's some spikes during short-term one-hour averages.
Kemp Spangler also says the larger fireworks shows are not really the biggest cause, but rather the smaller groups of people lighting the fireworks they have. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah troopers are bracing for the most drivers on the roads for the 4th of July in nearly 9 years. Now, they're on the lookout for troublemakers.
Tony Loamanu of Taylorsville sees too many drivers well above the speed limit.
Sometimes you're going to those people go crazy on a highway, you know. You have to slow down to let them go, you know, before they hit you.
The UHP will have an extra 189 troopers on highways this holiday weekend. After a bad start to the 100 deadliest days of summer, Sergeant Todd Roy says drivers are heeding word to do better.
The last week, haven't heard much about that, which is good. Me not reporting fatalities to KSL Radio is a good thing.
AAA estimates 43 million travelers nationwide, 3.1 million of them in the Mountain West. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
An app to help teens in crisis is turning out to be a new type of success story. Canyon School District spokesman Jeff Haney says they've been told more teens are sending messages through the Safe Utah app that are about their friends.
They see their friends going through difficult times and wonder how they can help their friends, or at least want to refer their friend to the counselors there for the help they need to get through the challenging times.
More counselors and clergy members are being trained on outreach through the app to help teens they see with suicidal thoughts, bullying, harassment, or substance abuse issues.
The new numbers from Turkey are staggering.
Now with KSL's top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, a woman who worked in airport catering has died at the hospital. The death toll rises to 42 in the Turkish airport attack. More than 200 were injured, none of them Americans, as best we can tell. So was it the work of ISIS? They're still guessing at the State Department.
To my knowledge, there is no credible claim of responsibility at this point. But that's not very surprising because, at least in most instances, if not all, ISIS has not claimed credit or responsibility for attacks that are perpetrated inside of Turkey.
A State Department spokesman there. President Obama says he's going to keep on negotiating the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Deal, gives Donald Trump fits. Even Hillary Clinton opposes it, but Obama reaffirmed today it is full speed ahead. Bloomberg News is reporting Hillary Clinton's top aide was uncomfortable with the boss using a private email server. In a deposition, Huma Abedin admitted a couple of times that private email server kept Hillary from getting her job done at state. Donald Trump has his own email problems. His campaign has been spamming foreign officials for donations. They don't want the spam, and it's illegal to accept donations from foreigners. Notice any difference in your Facebook feed today? They've tweaked their algorithms so that you see more posts from your friends and fewer news stories. Less New York Times, more pics of people's food. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Utah Democrats are breaking ground by selecting Misty Snow as their party's candidate for the U.S. Senate during yesterday's primary election. Snow is the first transgender candidate in a major party to run for Senate. That has drawn national media attention. Snow tells KSL's Doug Wright that she believes it can inspire others.
People all over the country see these races, they see the news on, and they're like, you know, hey, you know, being a member of the LGBT community is not a barrier to pursuing a career in politics or pursuing a career in any other field they might be interested in.
Snow, who describes herself as a Bernie Sanders-style Democrat, will face incumbent Republican Mike Lee in November.
House Democrats continue their demonstrations in a call for stricter gun control measures.
Let us vote.
Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland leading a delegation of Democrats and supporters in a sit-in demonstration Wednesday in Chicago's Federal Plaza.
No fly.
No fly.
They want Congress to vote on gun control measures they call common sense. Congressman Danny Davis of Chicago.
Nobody knows more about gun violence than the people of Chicago.
The group says they'll continue to hold demonstrations like these every week until a vote is held. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Some athletes taking part in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Salt Lake City got a chance today to trade their wheelchairs in for a bobsled. 50 veterans took to the track at the Olympic Park. Air Force vet Jesse Graham was among them. Graham was drawn to the games by the level of competition.
I was always into sports and very active before, and after I got injured, I was determined to basically get right back into sports as quick as I could.
More than 600 vets are in Utah for the games that last through the week.
Coming up on KSL, if you're a germaphobe, the FDA has some doubts about one of your favorite products. We'll tell you what's up with hand sanitizer.
Plus, we'll take a look at your afternoon drive.
Already starting to see traffic getting heavy and slowing down just a bit. Southbound I-15, Murray to Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 3:06.
Did you happen to choose service plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Would you like to save $5,000 on a new hot tub? At Bullfrog Spas, we're passionate about helping families, and our spa owners tell us that a personalized, energy-efficient, and easy-to-care-for hot tub in their backyard makes their home more peaceful. How can we provide that peace and save you $5,000 on your spa? Hi, this is Dan with Bullfrog Spas, and these days we're shipping spas worldwide, which means we need to manufacture hundreds every month. Sometimes they're not perfect, and right now we have too many of those factory-second hot tubs, and they must go. Now through Saturday, save up to $5,000 while they last. Scratch and Dent's factory seconds and last year's models are now on display in our showrooms and warehouses, carry a full factory warranty, and are priced to move with payments as low as $89 a month, OAC. This inventory reduction event absolutely ends Saturday at all Bullfrog Spa factory store locations in Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Orem, Logan, North Ogden, and Layton. Bullfrog Spas, for a peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Drop KSL in your pocket or purse and take us everywhere. Search KSL Radio in the App Store. Get live news, on-demand talk, and instant traffic reports.
And if you're just getting your car this afternoon, recapping our top story, a lot of that bad air you're seeing out there can be blamed on two factors, wildfires and fireworks.
The Federal Drug Administration is taking a look into hand sanitizers. ABC's Mark Remillard has details.
As part of an effort by the FDA to go back over decades-old chemicals that never received federal reviews, the agency is now requesting more studies on hand sanitizers. The agency says it wants to see if they work as well as manufacturers say they do and if there are any health effects from them being absorbed into people's skin. The FDA says the requests do not mean they consider hand sanitizers ineffective or unsafe.
The Flint water crisis could become a whole lot more real to members of Congress. Lead has turned up in the drinking water at a House office building in Washington. The architect of the Capitol informed lawmakers this week that lead levels in the historic Cannon building are slightly above EPA standards.
A Washington state nurse says that she has had the last laugh as she quit her job.
Maybe you've thought about how you would quit your job. Sarah Childers did it her way on a vanilla cake from Walmart. Childers had it with her nursing job at Western State Hospital.
It's just one of the worst places right now.
Childers resigned by having a cake delivered to the hospital that said, "I quit." She signed her name on it, noting in frosting that it was an official notice.
A lot of the coworkers liked it.
In fact, she says her now former coworkers enjoyed the goofy goodbye. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Now let's catch you up to date with traffic and weather. How are we doing out there, Ricky Meese?
Off to a pretty good start on the southbound drive of I-15 with normal KSL travel times from downtown to the south interchange. But from the south interchange to 90th South in Sandy, it's already filling in and slowing down just a bit. Once you're past Sandy into Draper, Bluffdale, and headed into Utah County, good speeds return. The rest of the valley freeways are also seeing a very nice drive. One accident close to the McDonald's in Murray, 3rd West, about 4400 South. Mark?
We started pre-rush hour with a wreck. Southbound I-15 against the flow, right about 6 North. Looks like that has been cleared, and all the sensors are lighting up green between downtown Salt Lake City and through Davis County. No problems on I-15 or on Highway 89, 215 at the north end, Legacy Parkway, all looking good. It's Missionary Month at Mr. Mac. Get their premium missionary package with 2 pantsuit, shoes, 4 shirts, and ties, just $495. Mr. Mac, 9 locations, or MrMac.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We had a few clouds earlier, but they've cleared out now. Let's get the latest with Grant Wayman.
Well, today with more cloud cover out there, and our temperatures going down a little bit this afternoon, at least compared to yesterday. Right about 94 with a slight chance of storms. Look out for gusty winds. They're going to be possible under these storms. Little rainfall. More of the same tomorrow, but not as hot. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 95 degrees, a lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City.
Some of the wheelchair veterans who are in town for the special games got a special ride today. We'll tell you what that is as we go in depth coming up at 3:15.
Stay with us right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
I can't decide. There's so much. Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A hum whatter? A hum... What?
Yeah, it's a 3rd-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it, and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are 1/3 pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. Stop into any of our 4 locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We are located at Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, and our newest location in South Jordan. Come in and see why. At JCW's, we believe in quality and a lot of it.
I hate to break the news to you, but your carpet is dirty. It doesn't always look like it, but think about what might be trapped in carpet from just walking on it. Not to mention the secret sauce from kids, pets, and spills. It's typically the dirtiest thing in our homes. Vacuuming picks up loose debris on the surface, but it needs a deep cleaning once in a while. Jake Stone here from Zero Res. Here's the good news. You've probably heard about our patented cleaning process using empowered water. We are confident this is the only way to get carpet super clean with zero sticky residue left behind. The only thing we leave behind is clean, soft carpet, and happy homeowners. I never get tired of that wonderful deep sigh and good feeling our customers get after a cleaning. We are offering the low price of $31 per room for just a few more weeks. Minimums apply, call for details, and schedule a deep cleaning at just $31 per room. Zero Res cleans from Logan to St. George. Call today at 288-ZERO. That's 288-9376, or go to ZeroRes.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
El que San Yu no cobra ni un centavo para nosotros significa quitarnos todo ese estrés, esa preocupación, y podernos enfocar en nuestra hija.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When St. Yu told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
I've been hearing more and more from folks who say I'm running into more and more snakes when I'm trail running or hiking. Well, the Doug Wright Show goes reptilian. We're going to go to Hogle Zoo. We'll talk about safety around our friendly reptiles on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time, 3:15, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
experts expect the busiest 4th of July travel weekend in 9 years, and the UHP will have almost 200 more troopers on the roads. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Second, fireworks and brush fires are bringing haze to the skies of northern Utah. State air quality staff say the small pollution particles are similar to wintertime smog, but they're also combined with the typical summer ozone.
Third, traffic and weather.
We are looking at an accident in Woods Cross, northbound Highway 89. That's going to be about 500 west and 400 north, blocking that left lane in Woods Cross in Davis County. But freeway traffic in the valley actually in pretty good shape. The only spot of heavier traffic is moving southbound Midvale and Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds hanging around. Slight chance of storms, 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
95 degrees downtown.
Now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. The death toll in Turkey is now 42, going up by one today after the suicide bombings last night at the airport. President Obama says the U.S. will work with Turkey to root out terrorist networks.
I'm confident that we can and we will defeat those who offer only death and destruction, and we will always remember, even as there are those who are trying to divide us, that we are stronger when we come together and work toward a better world together.
No group has claimed responsibility for the Istanbul attacks. Turkish authorities are pointing the finger at ISIS, a group CIA director John Brennan says still has sway.
ISIS's ability to continue to propagate its narrative, as well as to incite and carry out these attacks, I think we still have a ways to go before we're able to say that we have made some significant progress against them.
This despite ISIS losing territory in Iraq and Syria. On the campaign trail today, Donald Trump turned his attention from terror to trade.
While Donald Trump gave a policy speech on trade, blasting agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Globalization has made the financial elite who donate to politicians very, very wealthy. I used to be one of them.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce was issuing a point-by-point rebuttal on Twitter, saying American businesses have made $500 billion off exports through NAFTA alone. Trump fired back Wednesday, saying he would renegotiate the, quote, terrible agreements, an unusual tiff with a group that gave nearly $300,000 to Republican candidates last cycle. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Our partners at the stats website 538 have a strong history of predicting presidential elections. Today, its founder, Nate Silver, told ABC Hillary Clinton is way out in front right now.
We have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite.
But it's early, and his website said Trump had no chance of winning the GOP nomination. On Wall Street today, stocks have gained back half of the Brexit losses. The Dow finished up 285 points, the NASDAQ up 87. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. And if you go to KSLNewsRadio.com right now, you're going to see a ride that lasts just over a minute and reaches speeds of nearly 70 miles per hour.
A group of paralyzed veterans today got the chance to take a ride down the bobsled track at the Utah Olympic Park. KSL News Radio's Mark Chuk has more.
50 veterans taking part in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games traded their chairs for wheeled bobsleds at the Olympic Park. For people like Renee Peterson, it was a thrill.
It was better than any roller coaster I've ever ridden.
Peterson says he'd actually like to take part in the bobsled in the Paralympics one day. The Army vet actually skipped an event where he was competing today so he could be here at the track. He's competing in many of them, including slalom and rugby, and says he wouldn't miss the games.
Big reunion. We don't judge each other for our characters and because we're in wheelchairs. It's just one great big family. We show everybody that people that are disabled can do things too.
Jesse Graham is here for the same reason.
The competition, the activity, the camaraderie, just all of it that entails in athletics.
Graham broke his neck in a snowboarding accident 2 years ago, but that didn't stop his athletic drive.
I was always into sports and very active before, and after I got injured, I was determined to basically get right back into sports as quick as I could.
And they do get competitive.
Once you get into the competition, before your friends, during the competition, just like in all regular sports, and then afterwards you have to make up.
The games go through the end of the week. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
Okay, if you've never had a chance to take that ride, it is exhilarating.
I've never been able to
do
it, but so I want
fun.
To.
Got a chance to do it before the 2002 Olympics with some athletes, and Boy, it's a fun ride.
And I'm so glad these athletes got a chance to take that ride today.
That's
a lot of fun for them. And you've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 319. Let's take a look at traffic and weather together. And Ricky Meese, what's going on?
No freeway accidents in the valley. We're all clear there, including I-15 in Utah County. But we do have a patch of heavy and slow traffic already this afternoon. Southbound I-15 between the South Interchange to about 90th South. Your main secondaries and your side streets are also in good shape. Mark?
Yeah, one little slow stretch right now in Davis County, northbound I-15. You'll barely tap the brakes about second north. About 1 second later up at Gentile Street late, and you'll be back up to full speeds. No problems, Highway 89. Since earlier trouble we had in the Woods Cross area, 215 at the north end and Legacy Parkway, both still looking pretty good. University of Utah Healthcare is proud to care for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes as the newest member of the U.S. Olympic Committee's National Medical Network. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Well, we've got a week of cooler temperatures, but we also have some thunderstorm activity. Let's get the latest on the KSL 7-day family forecast from Grant Wayman.
Scattered storms here and there today with mostly cloudy skies by afternoon. Our high temperatures right around 94. We'll back down a bit tomorrow and Friday. Highs near 90 Thursday, Friday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered storms. Partly cloudy skies Saturday up to 92. Mix of sun and clouds Sunday up to 93 and 95 on 4th of July. Mostly sunny skies. A little hotter Tuesday. Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake, mostly sunny skies out there right now and 95 degrees.
And let us take just a second to tell you about the cool new KSL News Radio app, because if you have that app downloaded on your phone right now, you could have gone right to your phone to see that cool ride on the bobsled. So easy to do. This app powered by your Utah Honda dealers.
And you can take KSL News, traffic, and weather with you anywhere you want to go. You can also, go back and listen to things you may have missed. Plus, you get traffic updates anytime, anywhere with the KSL News Radio app. All you have to do is go to the App Store, whether it's the Android or the iOS, and just look for KSL Radio, and you'll find the KSL News Radio app.
I just picked up a brand new Honda Civic from Larry H. Miller, and Shane showed me a little bit about this car, but he did not explain sufficiently how fast the Civic is with the turbocharged engine. Oh my gosh, Brian. This car is nothing like any other Civic I've ever driven.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's the Touring Civic, and my son sat in the back seat and said, "Whoa, this car is faster than your brother's car." Yes, it is. It's got the Apple CarPlay. It's got all the cool stuff. If I start to drift out of my lane, the steering wheel will shake a little bit to tell me, get back in your lane. I love this Honda Civic.
There's a reason it was the North American Car of the Year for 2016, by the way. I'm driving an Accord from Ken Garf Orem. Thank you, JJ. The Accord, you don't even have to turn the thing on, and you get in it. You sit down, and you realize it is one of Car and Driver's 10 best for the 30th time for a reason. Then you start it up. You're going to get 278 horsepower, 35 miles per gallon on the highway. All of those high-tech features inside, that Accord is something to be checked out.
The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Let's talk about your so-called retirement. Who knew it would be so much work? There are Facebook updates to write, exotic vacations to plan, and those grandkids aren't going to spoil themselves. What your retirement needs is a better place to not retire, like Garden Park Village in Daybreak. It's just for people like you, the unretiring kind. Here, every home is state-of-the-art and designed to eliminate things like stairs and yard work, so you can focus on the important stuff. Swimming and socializing at the Garden Club. Taking your grandkids to get a cupcake at Soda Row. Taking yourself on a walk around Ochre Lake. Or heading to Bora Bora on a whim. Choose from 5 Garden Park home collections, from carefree condominiums to spacious estate homes, built by Ivory Homes, priced from the 100s, and just steps from Trax Light Rail. It's the best place in the valley to not retire. Learn more at DaybreakUtah.com.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio. A popular mapping service just got an upgrade. Google Earth is now using a newer NASA satellite to get crisper, clearer pictures. Google says the Landsat 8 satellite takes pictures more frequently with more detail. So if you look up, you may want to smile.
KSL Drive is brought to you by Ken Garf Volvo. Safety first. Porsche unveiled its second-generation hatchback yesterday. The new four-door car looks more like a sports car than the first version, and the company promises it will drive more like one, too. The Panamera Turbo is powered by a 550-horsepower turbocharged V8 engine. There, I can get it out. But it will cost you a cool $150,000 to take home.
The apartment rents continue to rise across the U.S. and here in Utah. According to the Consumer Price Index, the average rent in May hit an all-time high of $1,282 a month. Rents climbed 5% in the first half of 2016, but wages are not keeping pace. That's making it harder for millennials to save money to buy a house.
The Dow closed up 285 points today. It closed at 17,695. NASDAQ also gained 87 points, and the S&P finished up. Still to come on Utah's Afternoon News, a revelation today about the unfortunate fate of a hiker.
And we'll get you an update on any slowdowns out there as we check traffic and weather coming up next.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, or great customer instant rebates when you buy a new M5 tractor. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Bonneville Equipment in Valley Kubota, or find your local Kubota dealer online at utahkubotadealers.com.
Air Force veteran Carrie Conway suffered a spinal cord injury while serving, but that doesn't stop her from swimming for gold.
My injuries as a disability, I don't see myself as having a dis in anything. I have an ability, it's just different than it was before.
Support our veterans at the National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Salt Lake City, June 27th through July 2nd. Volunteer opportunities at wheelchairgames.org. Riverton resident Mike Johnson was a young Marine when he lost both of his legs in an explosion during Vietnam. Today, he's a husband, father, teacher, and former Paralympian wheelchair games athlete.
The hand side going, it keeps me alive. I think it's that big of a deal.
The 36th National Veterans Wheelchair Games, coming to Salt Lake City June 27th through July 2nd. Check out wheelchairgames.org for event schedule and volunteer opportunities. Get involved in Games Elevated. American United Federal Credit Union. Proud partners of the National Veterans Wheelchair Games. They make investing back into the community a top priority.
All right, so let me sum up why you can't turn off KSL. Here's the deal. As Trump and Clinton march toward inevitable party nominations, there's a movement afoot to run third-party candidates who would in turn win enough states to deny both Trump and Clinton the presidency, meaning the House of Representatives would choose our next president.
This is a suicide mission.
Two candidates with historically high negatives, an uneasy electorate, and two upcoming party conventions that could rival anything you've ever seen in your lifetime. That is why you can't turn off KSL News Radio.
Tanning, indoors or out, increases your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, the second most common cancer in young adults and the leading cause of cancer death in women 25 to 30.
Tanning doesn't make me look healthier. My ambition does.
Tanning doesn't make me stand out. My drive does.
Tanning can cause wrinkles, age spots, and even melanoma, the cancer that kills one person every hour. And using tanning beds significantly increases your risk of developing melanoma.
Tanning doesn't make me glow. My individuality does.
Tanning doesn't make me feel better about myself.
I got the job.
Yeah.
My confidence does.
Tanning doesn't make you more beautiful. It only makes you more at risk. Stop tanning. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Receive a free oil change for your Polaris Ranger, Razor, or ATV. The KSL Greenhouse Show is at Morgan Valley Polaris Saturday morning, July 2nd in Morgan, Utah. Join us to receive your free voucher.
Traffic and weather together. Let's go back over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
So far, so good. On your drive home, we are clear of any kind of freeway accidents in Salt Lake and Utah counties. But we are starting to see traffic build in volume and start to run under the freeway posted limit on southbound I-15 between 2100 South and 90th South. Looking good on all the rest of the Valley freeways. Mark?
So far, a fairly good trip from downtown into Davis County. Not seeing any major problems right now. KSL travel time, 15 minutes, Salt Lake City to Farmington. And looking up into Weber County, same deal. The roads generally look pretty good. Receive a free oil change for your Polaris, Ranger, Razor, or ATV. The KSL Greenhouse Show is at Morgan Valley Polaris Saturday morning, July 2nd in Morgan, Utah. Just join us to receive your free voucher. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Blue skies out there this afternoon. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Well, we had a lot of clouds yesterday, and the clouds returning again for today. We'll see some scattered thunderstorms as well throughout the afternoon. Strong wind gusts are going to be possible once again. Some rain. High temperatures about 94. Low 90s tomorrow with more scattered storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Afternoon News with Scott Seeger and Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 3:30. Sunshine downtown, 95 degrees.
Starting to see bare minimal delays southbound I-15 at the South Interchange. I'm Mark Jackson.
Our top story this hour, a revelation today about the unfortunate fate of a hiker years after he disappeared in Little Cottonwood Canyon. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the new details. Paul.
And Scott, it is a sad confirmation to the story of this missing man who disappeared 4 years ago. Unified Police are now confirming that the human foot found in a boot at the Hell's Gate area of Little Cottonwood Canyon did belong to missing hiker Corey Ellers. The remains were found last year, but Unified Police Detective Ken Hansen says since it wasn't a homicide, DNA testing had to take a back seat to other investigations.
I think the family has been supportive and understands that because of the kind of area that's in, it's a difficult hiking area, and because of the amount of rocks, if someone were to fall or slip, it would be difficult to locate them.
Hansen says detectives did several searches in the area, couldn't find anything since rocks covered Eller's body. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A Santa Clara man has vanished, and no one seems to know why. Police say David Heisler's car was last seen at 3 a.m. on Sunday in his parents' driveway. He's not been seen since. Santa Clara Police Officer Chad Holt says the family reported him missing.
He has no reason to be missing. You know, he has missed work. It's not typical of his behavior, and he just... There's no reason he should be missing at this point.
Heisler lives with his daughter at his parents' house. Investigators say some items are also gone from the home, and they are treating the situation as suspicious.
We're learning new details about the terrorist attack in Turkey after their deadly assault.
Now with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk.
Scott, Maria, nobody's claimed responsibility. Fingers are being pointed at ISIS, but there's no proof. We're finding out from video now how that attack played out. First, at curbside, one of the three attackers opened fire and blew himself up. The carnage and the diversion allowed the other two terrorists to slip in the doors, one blowing himself up at arrivals, the other launching his attack at departures. 42 people killed, 200-plus injured. The State Department says no Americans were hurt. Donald Trump is sticking to his plan to highlight famous sports figures at the Republican convention. It's well known he's reached out to Mike Tyson, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. Mike Ditka also said to be on the short list.
Donald Trump, to me, is he's refreshing.
ESPN dumped the ex-Bears coach because he's a hardcore Trump supporter. Why sports figures instead of politicians on that convention stage? Trump likes winners. Maybe you should ease up on squirting that hand sanitizer. The FDA is calling for more studies to see if antibacterial products are good for you.
They particularly want to see if there are any issues with them being absorbed into the body, especially in children and pregnant women.
ABC's Mark Remillard says nothing's been proven. The FDA is doubling back on some everyday products we use and never thought to test before. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL News Radio.
Utah officials hope to go through the two 4th of July weekends without a deadly car accident. The roads will have an additional 189 troopers on patrol. Like them, Tony Lomanu of Taylorsville sees too many drivers going well above the speed limit, especially in construction zones.
But they want to get to work on time and those kind of stuff. That's why, you know, they don't want to get late. But you're right. You know, they're supposed to be slowed down.
AAA expects the most drivers since 2007 to be on the road this Independence Day. The UHP says it's the deadliest of all holiday travel periods. As usual, troopers say slow down, buckle up, put away all those distractions, and report bad drivers safely.
A scare for an American Airlines flight crew today as fire broke out on board their jet.
On a taxiway ready to take off from Seattle for Philadelphia, American Flight 728 asks air traffic control what they see.
We just see flames coming
coming out of the tail end of your aircraft.
The audio from live ATC. Other planes nearby say they too see flames coming out of the back of the plane. It turned out it was a fire in the Airbus A320's auxiliary power unit, or APU, which powers a plane when the main engines aren't running. Firefighters put out the fire and the plane returned to the gate. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two workers have died after being overcome by toxic fumes in a large oil tanker in Bexar County, Texas. It happened about 30 miles southwest of San Antonio. They were supposed to vent the tanker for 24 hours, but for some unknown reason, they entered the tank before it was vented.
A doctor is trying to warn people about a different kind of water safety this summer.
Dr. Sandra Gompf lost her 10-year-old son, Philip, to amoebic meningitis after he swam in a Polk County, Florida lake. Now Gompf has put up a billboard along Tampa's I-4 warning people about a so-called brain-eating bacteria called Naegleria fowleri. It lives in warm, fresh, unchlorinated water.
As water heats up, chlorine evaporates, and then if there's exposure to soil, of course, that contaminates the water.
Cases of amoebic-related meningitis are rare, but almost always deadly, so Gompf says,
keep the head dry. If you cannot keep the head dry, use nose clips.
Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This summer, more clergy and school counselors are training on a new app called Safe Utah to help teens in crisis. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The Safe Utah app is free. It connects 24/7 to a licensed counselor at the University of Utah. It began being used last school year in the Canyon School District, where spokesman Jeff Haney says,
some of the messages that are sent aren't necessarily about the student who sends them. They're about their friends.
Haney says teens text more than they call.
We have heard success story after success story.
Clergy around Utah now being trained more to help teens in their care, and the app will expand to more secondary schools this fall. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Utah Democrats make history with their Senate candidate pick. We'll tell you what Misty Snow says that she brings to the race.
And KSL traffic.
No freeway accidents, but we are starting to see traffic getting heavy and slowing down southbound I-15 from South Salt Lake to Draper. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 3:36.
Renewal by Anderson.
Hi, I'm Robert Christian, local owner of Renewal by Anderson, and I must be crazy or overheated. How would you like a house full of our windows free? It's easy. Buy your windows from us, and if it hits 105 on July 24th, 2016, at the Salt Lake International Airport, your windows are free. That's right, 105 on July 24th equals free windows. Even if it doesn't hit 105, you still save $250 off each window and $750 off each patio door. Plus, zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 months. OAC. Let us show you a better way to a better window with our exclusive FiberX material. Here's what you need to do. Book your free in-home consultation and purchase by July 16th for your shot at free windows. Hurry, this offer won't last long. Call for details. 801-948-2626. 801-948-2626.
Renewal by Anderson. We love our new windows.
Back in 2004, got a letter from the IRS indicating that I was no longer married and therefore they were to change my filing status to single.
We were really upset.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
As soon as we met Jordan and he started talking to us, he made us feel like we weren't the imbeciles that the IRS had made us feel like for so many years.
I'm Jordan Wilcox. Let's solve your IRS tax nightmare.
We have reduced our tax liability by over $42,000.
Visit taxhelput.com or call 801-657-5951 to schedule your free consultation today.
We can move forward with confidence and assurance that we're okay.
That's taxhelput.com.
It's marvelous. Just marvelous.
We're Utah's only all-news morning show, and we talk news all day. Brian and Amanda, Doug Wright, J-Mac. They're why we're Utah's news station.
You want to join Brian and Amanda first thing tomorrow morning? We've got some thunderstorm activity that's coming in with a new front of weather. You're going to want to see if that's going to affect your drive to work with traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the nines.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Utah Senator Mike Lee will face an election challenge in November from a Democratic candidate like none that he's ever faced before.
Senator Lee comes to voters as the entrenched Republican incumbent in a red state, but his challenger won't be the moderate centrist kind of Democrat often seen here. Misty Snow became the first transgender U.S. Senate candidate for a major party with her primary win yesterday.
On issue after issue, I'm very similar to Bernie Sanders, and I think, honestly, that might be really why I won the primary.
Snow tells KSL's Doug Wright she believes her placement on the ballot could actually help other Democratic candidates as well.
I think there is an opportunity if you nominate someone that Democrats want to turn out for.
Snow's primary win has drawn national media attention, but she credits Salt Lake County as a progressive place supportive of the LGBT community. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Gretzen is selling so-called ISIS hunting permits to raise money. They're actually bumper stickers with the words ISIS hunting permit 2016 on them, as well as an expiration date of when we defeat this evil. The campaign is selling them for $10 a donation.
KSL News Time, 3:39. Let's take a look at your afternoon drive. What's going on, Ricky?
Well, we haven't had any freeway accidents so far. Let's keep our fingers crossed, but we are starting to see afternoon drive slowdowns setting in southbound I-15 between the I-80 interchange to 90th South. The rest of the Valley freeways are still running at a very good pace and normal KSL travel times. Your main secondaries and your side streets are also problem-free. Mark?
Yep, so far so good. On the north side of Salt Lake City, headed up to North Salt Lake, North Interchange, no delays. KSL travel time now, Salt Lake City to Farmington, is still 15 minutes delay-free. Where we are starting to see some delays in Davis County, right about 200 north, headed for Layton Parkway. That's again northbound I-15 Davis County. Plan your greater escape to the Utah Shakespeare Festival, featuring performances of Broadway hits like Mary Poppins, or Shakespeare classics like Much Ado About Nothing. Plays, green shows, seminars, tours, and more. Visit bard.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And here's Grant Wayman.
The clouds hanging around again for today. Not as hot as it was yesterday, thankfully. 94 or so for the high temperature today, with the hit or miss storms tomorrow into the low 90s. More clouds, scattered storms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in Salt Lake, we do have mostly sunny skies and 95 degrees.
Time now for the news quiz on Utah's afternoon news. Well, how many Mountain West residents does AAA expect on the roads this 4th of July weekend?
Be the first caller at 575-1160 with a correct answer. You'll win a pair of tickets to Steep Canyon Rangers with the Utah Symphony Saturday, July 30th at Deer Valley. Visit DeerValleyMusicFestival.org for tickets.
The busy travel season is here, and this is when you want a rewards credit card so you can really rack up the points. We want to take a minute and tell you about the new Power Travel Rewards Credit Card from Security Service Federal Credit Union. This is a card you're not going to want to miss.
Yeah, this card is going to be able to give back to you. Listen to what you get. You get three times the points on gas, travel, and restaurant purchases. You earn a point for every dollar you spend on any of those other purchases. There's no limit to the number of points you can earn, and those points never expire.
And this is a card that you can use every day on every single purchase to rack up points. There is no annual fee, and the interest rate is much lower than other rewards credit cards.
You can apply online at ssfcu.org/powertravel, or if you visit a security service branch, you will get the card instantly instead of having to wait a week to get it in the mail.
Membership eligibility required, subject to credit approval. Annual percentage rate based on credit worthiness. Visit a branch or ssfcu.org for details.
Hi, this is Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Are you suffering from excruciating headaches? Are you having a hard time sleeping no matter what you do? That old small computer screen from years ago could be your problem, exposing you to a huge amount of radiation and eye strain, leading to headaches and loss of sleep. Screens are something a lot of people overlook because they really don't break a lot, so they keep them for years. At PC Laptops, we only carry screens that we've tested on our own eyeballs. Right now, purchase any PC Laptops desktop and get a free monitor size upgrade. That's right. Buy a 24-inch, get an upgrade to 27 inches for free. We have brand new PC Laptops desktop computers from only $799, and they're covered forever with a lifetime warranty. That's right, $799 covered forever. So run into any PC Laptops location right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. At PC Laptops, we love you.
Can't wait, can't wait. Jump in the car and make your getaway to Logan, Utah. We've got the best of all worlds. Think about it. Outdoors, fishing, hiking, and wildflowers in the National Forest, just 10 minutes from downtown. And you know that Logan is Utah's heart of the arts. Free concerts at the Tabernacle Monday through Friday and live shows at the Lyric Repertory Story Theater. Tickets are on sale now for Utah Festival's summer performances, including Peter Pan. Step back in time at the American West Heritage Center or take a true taste of Cache Valley with our self-guided food tour. Cookies and chocolate and cheeses, oh my. Log on to ExploreLogan.com. ExploreLogan.com.
I won't grow.
Get your tickets now. Utah Festival in Logan presents fantastic professional productions of Peter Pan, Showboat, Porgy and Bess, Ragtime, and Puccini's Trilogy with a full orchestra. It's a festival, so from July 6th to August 6th, there are 139 concerts, lectures, interactive classes, backstage tours, and more. Ticket prices are unbelievably affordable, the scenery and costumes are spectacular, and the performances are brilliant. UtahFestival.org. That's UtahFestival.org.
Paid in part by Utah Office of Tourism.
I've been hearing more and more from folks who say I'm running into more and more snakes when I'm trail running or hiking. Well, the Doug Wright Show goes reptilian. We're going to go to Hogle Zoo. We'll talk about safety around our friendly reptiles on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News Time, 3:45, the three things you need to know this hour. First, firefighters are working a new brush fire burning near Strawberry Reservoir. The Badger Fire has already covered about 35 acres, but crews expect to get their hands around that quickly.
Second, Unified Police have managed to positively identify a set of human remains discovered by climbers in Little Cottonwood Canyon last summer. They belong to Corey Ellers, a hiker who disappeared in 2012.
Third is a look at traffic and weather.
Getting a report of a new accident southbound I-15 in Murray. It's going to be after 5300 South, and that may be adding to some of the slowing that we've seen on the southbound drive of I-15 scattered from South Salt Lake to 90th South in Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Into the mid-90s today with mostly cloudy skies, a few thunderstorms possible. Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake, 95 degrees.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Turkey's interior minister says it's highly possible that the attackers who hit Istanbul's Atatürk airport on Tuesday were foreigners. 42 people were killed in the attack. 128 are still hospitalized. There's still no claim of responsibility, but Turkish authorities say they're increasingly convinced it was Islamic State. At the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa, President Obama declared the attack as a sign IS is losing.
It's an indication of how little these vicious organizations have to offer.
The Senate is moving forward on a rescue package for debt-hobbled Puerto Rico. A final vote could come as soon as tonight. The House has already passed the measure. Puerto Rico has a $2 billion debt service payment due on Friday. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder signed a nearly $39 billion budget. That will more than triple Michigan state spending on the water emergency in Flint. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 285 points. The Nasdaq was an 87-point gainer. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL in depth. 4th of July fireworks are a feast for the eyes, but brutal on the lungs.
In Utah, the holiday tradition can prove problematic because the smoke builds up in our valleys. Utah Air Quality Division Director Bryce Bird says it's not just big displays like Stadium of Fire that you should think about.
It really is the local fireworks. So the neighborhood shows really on two accounts. One is, of course, the primary impact of the person lighting the fireworks, enjoying the fireworks. When you see the cloud of smoke come in, you can smell the sulfur compounds and the other things. And it's an irritant and certainly something that we should avoid if we can. And then on the neighborhood level, of course, when we get tens, hundreds, or perhaps even thousands of people enjoying these local fireworks, those particles that are produced from that combustion do concentrate in those areas, and so we see some elevated levels that are above the what's considered kind of safe under the health standards.
If the firework or the brush fire haze looks like Utah's winter smog, there's a good reason for that.
So these are the same PM2.5 or fine particulate matter that we see during our winter inversion periods, and so these particles are able to get past the defense mechanisms in the lungs, get into the deepest portions of the lungs, and actually, impact where the oxygen is transferred, and then ultimately, impact the systems of the body as those particles go in and cause health effects throughout the body.
Bert says the frustrating thing about this summer smog is it comes when we should be having much cleaner air.
Typically during the summer, we have our cleanest PM2.5 times of the year. Of course, we're familiar with the winter inversion periods where we see the elevations. And typically during the summer, we're down in the 5 to 7 micrograms per cubic meter range. But yet during this few hours on a holiday, we can see 3, 4, even 500 micrograms per cubic meter.
Bert says it's important to avoid the haze if you can by steering clear of smoke clouds from fireworks or staying indoors during the evenings when the fireworks use peaks.
There's always that balance between enjoying the fireworks, enjoying the holiday, and then realizing that we contribute to the air pollution that we breathe by our daily activities. In this case, fireworks, but of course driving, you know, there are other impacts that we contribute to every day.
It's a tough one. I do love the fireworks, but I do hate that air pollution.
Well, and it's very hard to avoid the pollution. You can't do anything about those wildfires. And, of course, fireworks are legal. People want to set them off. And, you know,
and it's become such a family tradition.
Yeah. Yep, you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's catch up today now with traffic and weather. Here's Ricky.
If you're headed southbound on I-15, just getting in your car ready to leave home, we have seen some heavy and slow traffic making its way from South Salt Lake all the way to 90th South in Sandy. And overall, that's the only slow spot in the valley on any of the freeways. On I-15 in Utah County, you're looking at normal KSL travel times north and southbound between Provo and the point of the mountain. Looks like we might have a small accident just popping up northbound Bangor Highway 70th South. Mark?
A notice from UDOT that if you're driving in the area of I-84, it looks like a fire is affecting the roadway on the westbound side, about 18 miles north of Tremonton. So heads up there if you're traveling in that direction. A little closer in, Davis County delays northbound I-15, developing right about 200 north in the Kaysville area. Spotty delays headed up to Layton Hills Mall. And the drive right now out of downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, not seeing any big trouble spots. Valley Office Systems, people in your team, on your team for copier, printer, sales, and service, the only authorized independently owned Ricoh dealership on the Wasatch Front, helping you win at business. Valley Office Systems, Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Still a hot day. We were going to see some showers. I'm not sure we're going to see any afternoon thunderstorms. Let's get the latest on the KSL 7-day family forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Right about 94 with a mix of sun and clouds and scattered thunderstorms. 91 tomorrow, more clouds and scattered storms. And about the same thing Friday, mostly cloudy, highs near 90. And an isolated storm or two possible. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday. We're up to 92. 93, partly cloudy on Sunday. And into the mid-90s on Monday, the holiday, for July 4th. We'll see sunny skies expected. A little hotter. 96, sunshine on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 95 degrees downtown.
Well, the air quality is an issue this time of year. We'll have more on that story coming up at 4 o'clock.
And one of our texters telling us there were fireworks party poopers, Scott, just so you know.
I love fireworks.
I do, too.
I'm not a party pooper.
There's some downsides.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go outside. Let's go live. Let's go explore everything life has to offer with amazing deals on some of your favorite Toyota models. Get behind the wheel of a Camry. With an aggressive front grille, razor-sharp available LED headlights, and stylish interior, a bold Camry will make you want to get out there and go. Right now, get an amazing $2,000 cash back on a new 2016 Camry. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months on Camry with $1,389 per thousand borrow. Let's go visit your local dealer or Toyota.com today. Toyota, let's go places.
Cashback savings from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. APR and approved credit from Toyota Financial Services does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers may vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 7/5/16.
Visit your Utah Toyota dealer. Or for more information, please log on to Toyota.com. Toyota.
At Utah Community Credit Union, we understand that buying or building a home is one of the biggest and most important financial decisions you'll ever make. That's why UCCU has seasoned mortgage loan professionals that work in all of our 18 locations along the Wasatch Front, providing every type of real estate loan. When you step into a UCCU branch, you'll meet with a mortgage expert who will get to know you and help you through the entire loan process. Whether you're buying a new home, refinancing, or interested in a construction loan or home equity line of credit, UCCU will find the right loan for you at the best rates. Guaranteed. It's all part of our mission to help our members make smart financial decisions. So if you're looking to buy or build a house or would just like to find out what home loan options are available for you, step into any one of our branches. Visit us at uccu.com or call 801-223-7640. That's 801-223-7640. Utah Community Credit Union. Inspiring smart mortgage decisions. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. Are you thinking about getting a home mortgage but dread all the work? Have you had a bad experience with your bank or other mortgage lender in the past? Does it just seem like too much of a burden? Well, then consider this. We can take your application in 5 minutes, spend a few minutes explaining your options, and have you up and running in no time. you will receive a confirmation email with everything you need to get going. Print, sign, scan, and return, and your loan is in process. Fast, efficient, friendly, and pain-free, and with great rates to boot. Compare that to your bank. No wonder our clients keep coming back again and again. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at fink-mcgregor.com.
Watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio. While many companies and banks are recovering from the impact of Brexit, scotch and cigarettes are rolling in the dough. Goldman Sachs upgraded shares of the company that makes Johnnie Walker Scotch, as well as the owner of Lucky Strike, Dunhill, and Pall Mall Cigarettes. Both firms are British, and analysts say their stocks could actually benefit from Brexit.
CNN Money is out with its top 10 companies to work for if you're a college graduate. Google takes the top spot for the second year in a row. Apple is next, and it boasts that half of its U.S. workforce is women or minorities. And Ernst & Young rounds out the top three. It says 60% of its workforce is full-time.
July is a downtime in retail, so many companies are trying to bring Black Friday to your July festivities. Amazon led the Black Friday in July charge by hosting the first ever Prime Day last year. Now other retailers are jumping on board to get consumers into their stores.
Well, the Dow had a good day. It was up 285 points, ending the day at 17,695. The NASDAQ gained 87 points. S&P finished up by 35 points.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. And here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Imagine driving down the road and you get a flat tire. Your car's computer realizes it, and you suddenly get a message on your phone through Bluetooth telling you about a tire dealer who's offering a discount. Welcome to the future of car insurance. Insurers are trying to hitch a ride on your car's onboard computer systems, essentially turning your vehicle into a mobile marketing machine. And it's already happening. Some cars already have tech that communicates driving data to insurance companies, and if other companies can climb on board, think of the potential there. Maybe you just got a speeding ticket? Well, how about an instant text about a driving course? It's pretty advanced right now, but get ready for it. Now, if they could just find a way, a text could help you if you run out of gas. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Would you like to save $5,000 on a new hot tub? At Bullfrog Spas, we're passionate about helping families, and our spa owners tell us that a personalized, energy-efficient, and easy-to-care-for hot tub in their backyard makes their home more peaceful. How can we provide that peace and save you $5,000 on your spa? Hi, this is Dan with Bullfrog Spas, and these days we're shipping spas worldwide, which means we need to manufacture hundreds every month. Sometimes they're not perfect, and right now we have too many of those factory-second hot tubs, and they must go. Now through Saturday, save up to $5,000 while they last. Scratch and Dent's factory seconds and last year's models are now on display in our showrooms and warehouses, carry a full factory warranty, and are priced to move with payments as low as $89 a month, OAC. This inventory reduction event absolutely ends Saturday at all Bullfrog Spa factory store locations in Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Orem, Logan, North Ogden, and Layton. Bullfrog Spas, for a peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/UT. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSL invites you to the 36th Annual National Veterans Wheelchair Games, June 27th through July 2nd in Salt Lake City, presented by American United Federal Credit Union, making a difference in its members' lives. The National Veterans Wheelchair Games empowers veterans with spinal cord injuries, multiple sclerosis, amputations, and other neurological injuries to live more active and healthy lives. Support these veterans and get involved. All events are free for spectators. Get more details and find out about volunteer opportunities at wheelchairgames.com.
Let's take a look at your traffic and weather, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Already seeing slowdown southbound I-15 between I-80 through Sandy. The rest of the valley freeways not too bad, except for one patch of slowing. I don't have an accident reported, but we'll keep an eye on this. Is westbound on I-80 approaching 7th East. The one accident we've had on the freeway really isn't causing too much of a problem. Southbound I-15, right after 5300 South, and in Murray, PD, call to an accident, State Street, 5300 South. Mark?
Not getting any huge snags rolling up through South Salt Lake, downtown, northbound I-15 into Davis County, but we are starting to get a few delays in spots between Shepherd Lane and Layton Hills Mall. Worst of that stretch right past Burton Lane. Visit Bassett Home Furnishings July 4th sale today. Get 30% plus 3% off store-wide through Monday. That's 33% off store-wide. Visit your local Bassett Furniture today for details. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, clear and mild again tonight. Overnight low should be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. We do have a chance for more isolated thunderstorms again. High in the low 90s. That'll continue all the way to the weekend.